Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, good to get a win. Never easy. That was a heck of a game. High level competition. Dolphins played a real good game, and our guys made a couple more plays. And I thought the grit, the mental toughness of our football team was on display throughout the game, in particular in the fourth quarter there. Deion getting his hands up, Deion Walker, and TB making that play, and then being able to seal the game. Good to see in a 4-minute offense there, you know, get the yards we needed to put the game away with Matt and Reed and Cam going out there. That's a key situation to be able to put it away right there. And crowd was phenomenal, as it always is. Great to play at home in front of our fans. They're unique, and we love them. Couple firsts. So we've got Jimbo tying the franchise record for consecutive rushing touchdowns. Jackson Hall's in his first NFL touchdown. Great to see the smile on his face. And I already mentioned TB and Matt with the kick there. So a lot to work on. Kind of hit a little bit of a gap there in terms of scoring. Thought we were off to a great start, and then we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit there with the third or fourth drive, and I thought it should have been 17-7 at a minimum. We missed a field goal, and they went down and scored. So 14-14 at half, but our guys didn't blink. They were resilient. Coaches did a great job on all three phases and continued to adjust and make the adjustments we had to make. So with that, time is yours.
Coach, do you feel like you guys effectively started hemming Tua in because they rolled him out maybe more than we're used to seeing, making some plays out on the perimeter, and it seemed like you were able to hem him in a little bit more effectively in the second half?
I thought Bobby and the defensive staff made some adjustments. Still too many third down conversions where he was extending the play more than I would have liked to have seen, and so we got to look at that a little bit more, and same with the red zone. But overall, making a big play like that, I thought defensively we felt like we were playing well. Other than the first drive, you know, I thought at halftime we were playing well. It was the third downs before the half, and then the third downs really after the half. It continued, but I thought first and second down by and large was pretty good. And that's a good offense, right? Explosive and but I thought we gave our offense the ball. You know, getting the ball to the offense. We just couldn't find a rhythm other than the first drive of the second half of an offense. So, but give Joe and those guys credit. I mean, you score 31 points, and you seal the game in 4 minutes for the most part. So that's hard to do.
Sean, you mentioned Deion Walker on the interception play. Think about how far he's come since the draft and the work that he did on his body in the offseason. And then to make a play in crunch time like that, I mean, what does that say about him?
Yeah, that's huge. We always talk about rush and coverage working together, and you know, that won't show up necessarily in the stat sheet, perhaps, but that could have been as big of a play, you know, even more so than TBs. I don't want to, you know, kind of grade them against each other, but if, you know, if he doesn't do that, does the ball, you know, is the ball thrown a little bit, you know, a little bit more one direction than the other? So great read by TB, great rushing coverage example for our players to learn from.
Terrell said that Al Holcomb showed him something like that during the week, and that how important is that about kind of keeping that in the back of your head, because you never know in the course of a game when you're going to need that?
Well, there's a certain thing we look for, you know, in that style of coverage, and TB saw it, and which is growth. Last week we had two examples of a similar type of indicator, and we didn't see it. So that's growth and development. And that's what coaches are here for, and players have done a phenomenal job of being coachable, like TB in particular.
Any health reports at this point, Coach?
Don't have anything for you. No.
Is there anything that Jackson Haas allows you guys to do offensively, being that he's such a good blocker in the run game, and we've seen him make a couple good catches now?
Yeah, you know, it's great when these young players can come in and contribute and earn their spots and their roles. And he's very humble and comes to work every day, extremely tough, hard worker. And it's good to see him contributing in both the run and the pass. So, you know, we'll see where it goes from here.
Sean, you had Dalton make a big block on a play, and then you got Haas making a big catch. So isn't that kind of – that's messing up the narrative there of what these guys are, right?
Yeah. Well, we got to go back and look at that then. We don't want to be too balanced.
John, you mentioned the third downs and needing to still look at them from a defensive standpoint. But was there anything to the third and long that was particularly working for the Dolphins and why they were able to convert?
Well, you know, again, what I remember from the game was the quarterback extending some of the plays a little bit longer than he should be able to, and then finding an open receiver, which is going to happen the longer receivers have time to move around. So I think that's something, again, that we have to look at and, you know, continue to kind of tweak to figure out. Past my bedtime to see you guys. Continue to figure out, especially with Ed not being available. So we'll see where that goes in the next week. But, you know, we miss Ed inside, and, you know, TJ's in there, Joey's out there, Greg's out there, Daquan's out there, and they're getting the quarterback to move, but the rushing coverage just have to time up a little bit better. So, you know, but again, I tip my cap to the defense. They played their hearts out. Played hard against a really good offense, and to say, hey, to really be able to kind of shine the light on probably the biggest problem area being that was third down. I mean, you know, last year we only got them in 8 third downs in the second game. I think tonight we had 15 third downs. We had 10 at halftime. So it's closing a team out, closing a drive out, and cashing in those situations. We've got to look at that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.